Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leila Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel Ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Mem Ches. We'll start with the Gemara earlier at the end of Mem Zayinim at the base. The Gemara asks a shaila boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Merib Zeir Kivsei Atzeres Sheshochton Nishmon V'ovad Alechem Ma'u Sheyizrik Domon Shelui Lishmon Lehate Bosa Ba'achile. Can one go and be zoyuk the dam of the kvosim shaloi lishmoi? In order, at least, that we should be matter the kvosim should be kosher. I like the shita mekubetze, so we explained in oizches, the ramaschel hati boso v'achile, that be'emes, since the ovad alechem, the aloch should be ovad alechem of the kvosim, and the kvosim should be posel, and therefore, if we zoyuk the dam lishmoi, the kvosim are not going to be kosher. But zrikas a dam of the kvosim shaloi lishmon, which does not have a krov of lechem, maybe this allows al koponim, the kvosim, should be kosher, even though it doesn't have any lechem, the kvosim itself should be mutter ba'achile. This is Abirmius Shiloh, he asked Abzir, and Abzir answers him, Eish l'chodovo, she'in a kosher lishmoy, the kosher shaloi lishmoy. And so too, the Gemara continues on, the mobbing zerai from Toido, and this is the Shiloh of Abirmius asked Abzir. Now, Be'emes, Rebbe Kveige, over here, he asks a very strong question on the whole Sugyas HaGemara. And he asks, Alechir, we have to understand, since the Gemara established earlier in Memvavim and Aleph, that there's a loche, that ovad alechem of dukvosim, shchita is oisazike, and anyone which gets lost, then the other one becomes posel. So why is Be'emes the mechlal, the tzad of Ebiyumya, to go be mati the kvosim ba'achila? Enechenami, azrikas dam shalui lishmoy, does not need to have any lechem, but the loche is that ovad alechem of dukvosim. The of the kvosim means that it's a psul which is michalo here on the kvosim, that the kvosim need to have the lechem for the kashrus, and since it was ovad alechem, lechir should be of the kvosim. What should be the havamina that we should be allowed to go and have a kvosim ksherim if there's going to be a zvikas dam shaloi lishmoi? Now, says it b'kveiga b'emes toisves in the ramaschal v'aritoido, mentions this problem over here, that in the Gemara, the end of the sugya, when the Gemara asks, Vari Toidol, says Toisvus, the Gemara could have asked also that there's a problem of Zika. By Toidol, there's also Lechem, there's also Aloch of Zika, like the Gemara says earlier, Memvavim and Aleph. But says Toisvus, that the Gemara is teretz by Toidol, that Toidol is different because Rechmona Kari Shlomim, he has a different efshorus, he has a possibility of being, having a krover, with a Shem Shlomim, and therefore he does not need to have any Lechem, and this allows the Hakrova, even if there's a din of Zika, with the Lechem, with the Shem Toido, but he also has a Hakrova with the Shem Shlomim, which does not have any din Zika with the Lechem. So Meila says, Toisvus, Lefi the Teretz of the Gemara, there's no problem with the din Zika by Toido. Asks him, Bikveigo, very nice, he says, only a Locha by Toido, but the Gemara says earlier, Mevavah Medalef, that in the case of Kivsei Atzeres, we do not find Rechmon Ekari Shlomim. They have a aloch of Zika. And any time is Ovad Alechem of Dukvosim. This is a aloch which is Mefurish in the Gemara earlier, Menvavim and Aleph, and Mefurish in the Gemara, that there's no Eitzah to go and do the Zrikas Adam, Shaloi Lishmoi. So why over here does Rabbi Yirmiyah clear Shaila that maybe there should be a heter of Shaloi Lishmoi, warm to the holding of Zika, and only by Toido there's such a possibility, because Rechmon Ekari Shlomim. This is Bekveiger asks, and he blies by Tzorichiun, L'chiria, it's very hard to understand why is the Havamin over here, of Ebiyumia. L'chiria, there's a psul of Zika, of Ovad Alechem, of Dukvosim. Now, Be'emes, even though earlier in Daf Mem Zayin, Omad Aleph, we said from the Biskirov, that the Aloch of Shloi Lishmoi, if there's a Krover later on of the Kvosim, Shloi Lishmoi, the din is as Poka, the Zika. The Zika is, goes away, even from the Lechem, and in the, just like the Kvosim have a Krover without the Lechem, so too now the Lechem is kosher, and it can have a different Akrover with different Kvosim. But this is only in a case where the only problem is only the Zrikas Adam and the Shchita of Shaloi Lishmoi of the Kvosim. But over here it was Ovad Alechem. Before the Zrika already, it was Ovad Alechem, and it was already Chal the Psul of Zika that is missing the Lechem. Then Lechoyah, once the Psul is already Michal, it's not going to help if later on we're going to do a Zrikas Adam Shaloi Lishmoi, since there's already a psul over here of Zika, of Ovad Alechem, of Dukvosim. L'chiria, what should be the Eitzah over here? Why should the Bimya hold that it should be a krov of Shaloi Lishmoi? What happened to the psul of Zika? Rebel Soloveitchik Nishuria agreed. He says that Be'emes, if we look at the Loshon of Reb Zeir, when he answers the Bimya and he says, Yesh L'chodovo, she'ene kosher lishmoy v'kosher shaloy lishmoy, and he therefore says that there's no eitzah to go and do a krova of a zrikas adam shaloy lishmoy. Be'emes, we have to understand this for Reb Zeira, because Reb Zeira says there's not shaykh to say that you should be better off if we do a krova of shaloy lishmoy. Asks Reb Beryl over here, where the whole problem is only mitzad the lechem, because it's ovad alechem, so l'chayra, there should be a maila in the akrov of shaloi lishmoi, because shaloi lishmoi does not have any lechem. So l'chayra, what is the b'zirah's taina, yeish l'chodovo she'ine kosher lishmoi, v'kosher shaloi lishmoi? Of course, over here, l'chayra, there should be such a maila, because shaloi lishmoi does not have lechem, ashein ki lishmoi does have lechem. Says Reb Beryl, l'chayra, we have to say, that the taina of Reb Zeira, when he answers back Reb Yirmiya, is, that since lishmoi it's not going to be kosher, because there's a psul of zika, because Ovad Alechem Ovdu Kvasim, therefore there's no possibility that Shaloi Lishmoi should be any better off, because it's also going to have the Psul of Zika, just like in the case of Lishmoi is going to be possible, so too Shaloi Lishmoi is going to be possible. Mamela says Reb Beryl Be'emes will come out that the Taina of Reb Zeira back to Reb Yirmiya is working with this Taina of Zika, that since there's a Psul of Ovad Alechem Ovdu Kvasim, Memeila, even Shaloi Lishmoi is not going to have the Meila, because even since Lishmoi has a Psul, so too Shaloi Lishmoi has a Psul, because Yesh L'chodova. Memeila, so this Taino which Bekvega asks, that L'chayir was Reb Yirmiya Svar Wam Tazika, is L'chayir Nichlal in Reb Zeira's Teretz back to Reb Yirmiya, that Yesh L'chodova, the Psul of Zika is going to be, even in the case of that Krov of Shaloi Lishmoi. But Reb Beryl said L'chayir this is not enough, because the Hemshech HaSugya is mevur the Gemara shtel su Pesach, so to toida, and in Pesach al koponim there's no zika over there. Bal kochach the svaro of Reb Zeira of Yesh L'chodova is not dafka working with the halach of zika. This is a bezunder svaro, a separate svaro of Yesh L'chodova that there's no possibility having a akrova k'shira more by a shaloi lishmoi than a akrova of lishmoi, not because of zika. Also, the Loshen of the Gemara, Reb Zeira doesn't answer back Reb Yirmiya, that is a Psul of Zika, which is the Loshen used in the Sugyas of Ad Alechem of Dukvasim. Reb Zeira answers the Taina, new Taina of Yesh L'chodova, which is Mashma, that this is not the Taina because it's a Psul of Zika. And Bemis, the Rambam is Mefurish like this, the Rambam in Psul HaMikdoshim, Perik Zayin Aloch Echof, he brings down the Shaila of the Gemara of Reb Yirmiya, and he says it's a Sophic. If you can be zoyek the dam shaloi lishmoi to be matted the boss of achila, the Kesef Mishnah explains from the Rikokas, even though Reb Zeira answered back Yesh L'chodova, it doesn't mean that Reb Zeira held so, and his madche shittas Reb Yirmiya is still a sophic, and the Mela, the Rambam Paskins the Gemara, that it's a sophic. Now if we say the Reb Zeira's taina is a taina of zika, then the Chayyad is not sophic anymore. The Alocha, the Rambam Paskins clearly that shchita is oisa zika. Mamela L'chir is clear in the Gemara in the Rambam that the Taina of Reb Zeira is not because of the Taina of Zika, but it's a new problem of Yesh L'chodova. There's not chayich to have a krov of Shaloi Lishmoi should be any better off than a krov of Lishmoi. So Mamela L'chir, the Kasha comes back. What happened to L'chir to the Ika problem of Zika in the Sugya? There's a din of Ovad Alechem of Dukvasim, which is Mefurish in the Gemara in Mevava Medalef, that this is a problem even if it's going to be later on a Zrika of Shaloi Lishmoi. There is a Eitzah to go and answer the Kasha Rebbe Kvege by standing to the Toisvus later on in Memchesim and Aleph. Toisvus has a Chidush that in a case where someone Toisvus and Memches Divamaschil Moishich Shnaim, Toisvus has a Chidush that if someone shechts four kvosim al Beis Chalois, if he takes four kvosim on Beis Chalois and shechts all the four kvosim, in this case, says Toisvus, there's no Zika going to be Chal on any of the kvosim between any kvosim and the lechem, and there's not going to be any zika, even though the aloch is that shchita is oisa zika, but lemaisa the aloch is going to be that shchita is not oisa zika in this case, in the case where he shechted four kvosim. If we say so, then we could say that our Gemara is discussing such a case where he was shechted four kvosim ashte alechem, and therefore there's no din zika minchal, and there's only a shaila if you can go and do a zrika of shaloi lishmoi, because even though it's ovad alechem, there's no zika over here, mamela, there's no psul of ovad alechem of du kvasim. Ask Reb Yirmiya if you could do a zrika of shaloi lishmoi, and on that answer Reb Zeira that we have no eitzer because yesh l'chodova, there's no possibility of having a krov of shaloi lishmoi should be better than the krov of lishmoi. But mitzad the din of zika, it could be talking about a case where there's gada no psul zika because there's a shchita of full kvasim. But of course, it's a doichik to go me moikim al sugya, dafke in this case. The Rambam also, when he brings down the shayla of the Gemara, he doesn't say we're talking about a case of shocha dalet kvosim. Memeila, l'chir, this is a kasher, b'kvega, it's a very strong question. We have to understand how this Gemara works together with the Gemara earlier, Memvav, what happened over here to the psul of Zika. Now, before we move on to the Gemara in Memches, there's an interesting Rashi over here in the Shaila of Ebiyemiyah, that Ebiyemiyah asks, if Kivse Atzeres, Sheshochto Nishmon Uz Ovad Alechem, can you do a Zrikas Dam Sheloi Lishmoi? Rashi says that the Zrikas Dam Sheloi Lishmoi of the Kivse Atzeres means that you're gonna shech the Kvosim not L'Shem Kivse Atzeres, Elo L'Shem Shlomim, L'Hate Boso Ba'achile. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, in the Divamaschel Zevach Toido Le'Itaonim Em Chesem Adalev, Divamaschel Sheshochton Shloi Lishmon, that is Mavurin Rashi a big chidush. Normally we know that the din of Shinu Kodesh, the Shloi Lishmoi, is that someone who takes a korban and shechs it for different Kodesh, Oilo L'Shem Shlomim, Shlomim L'Shem Chatos, and so forth. Over here Rashi says a new idea, that if someone takes a korban of a Kivsei Atzeres, which has also a locha of a Kodesh of a Shlomim, and he shechs it L'Shem Shlomim, and not L'Shem Kivsei Atzeres, this is also called the Shinu Kodesh, the Shem of Kivsei Atzeres, which is a Shalmi Tzibur, which has different alochas. This din itself is enough that the Shem Shlomim is going to be a Shinu Kodesh. The Chofetz Chaim asks, he wants to know where Rashi understood that this is enough for a Shloi Lishmoi. L'chayra the Shloi Lishmoi in our Gemara could be discussing the alocha of Shloi Lishmoi of Oilo, that he shechs it L'Shem Oilo, he's going to be do the Zrikas Adam L'Shem Oilo. Who told Rashi that the Shem Zrikas Adam of L'Shem Shlomim is also going to be enough to say that this is a Shinu Kodesh from the normal Shlomim, from even though the Shalmi Tzibur also has a Kedusha of a Shlomim. But Al-Kaponim says, Chofetz Chaim is a Mavur Chidush in Rashi, that the Din Shchita of a Kivsei Atzeres L'Shem Shlomim also has a Halacha of a Shinu Kodesh. The Chazanish is Mayrich with this Din, in Simen Lamed Beis, you've got in Tezayin, and later on in Simen Lamed Gimel, you've got in Beis, and he discusses what will be the halacha of a normal korban oila if someone has a korban oila schuiva and he shechs the korban with a machshove l'shem oila nedove. Over there also we're going to say that this is called the shinui kodesh, since the korban which he's bringing is oila schuiva, so this is enough to change the korban shinui kodesh because he's shechting in l'shem oila nedove. Or do we say that over there, everything is a oilo, I'm a mele, it's not called a Shinu Kodesh. Only over here, where there's a Kivsei Atzeres, which is a new korban oilo l'chivas hayoim for the tzibul, therefore this is different from a normal shlomim, and this is enough to have a Shinu Kodesh. But a personal person who's bringing a oilas chivo is not enough to go and say that it should be a Shinu Kodesh if it's shechs l'oilas nedova. The Rishash, early in Zvachim, Beis Amud Beis, also has arichas about this shayla, if there's a din of Shinui Kodesh from Oilas Chiva to Oilas Nedova. But Al-Kapon in the Pashtus of the Gemara earlier in Zvachim Tesamid Beis, in the Sugi of Chatzis Nachshon, was that the din of Oilas, as long as everything has the same Shinui, the same Kodesh, then there's no halacha of a Shinui Kodesh, even though there's a different korban, was a Chatzis Chilev, Chatzis Dam, and so too L'Chiva, Chatzis Chiva, and Chatzis Nedova. Here in Rashi's Mavur, that Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshochton Hashem Shlomim, is called the Shinui Kodesh, and we'll see so later on in the end of Memches Amed Aleph, also Mavur like this in Rashi, that this is enough of a Shinui Kodesh. As the Chazanish over there discusses in Simon Lamed Gimel, you've got in base, that it could be that the din of the Zrikas Adam Shelo Lishmoy over here, if he's going to be doing it L'Shem Oilo, then Be'emes is going to be a Issa of a Zrikas Shelo Lishmoy. Masha'inkin L'Shem Shlomim, maybe this is not a Issa of Shelo Lishmoy, since he's also L'Maisa Kolben Shlomim. And therefore this is Badafko where Rashi says L'Shem Shlomim, and not any other Machshove, L'Moshe L'Shem Oilo. But the Chazinish says that even L'Shem Oilo is also going to have the same halacha. L'Chir, at the end of the day, since Rashi holds that the Kivsei Atzeres L'Shem Shlomim L'Maisa is a Issa, is a din of Shinui Kodesh, L'Chir also, it should go around in the din of Lo Yechoshev, and the Mela, there's no difference if it's going to be Mechashev for a Poshet Shlomim or for a Shem Oilo. And we'll discuss this more later on in the Sugya of Chatei, Kadesh Atizke, at the end of Memches Amed Aleph. Moving further on to Memches Amed Aleph, says the Gemara in the Breitze, Tonu Rabbonon, the end of Memzayin Amed Beis, Shochat Shnikvosim, Al Arba Chalois, Moishich Shtayim Mehen Umi Nifon, v'ashar necholis bepidyon. And the Gemara has a discussion if it's going like Shitas Rebbe, then how are we going to be to do the pidyon? L'chayra, the zrika was, the shchita was already mekadesh, two of the lechem, and you come be paid to them. And the Gemara discusses if it goes like Rebbe, or only like a blozer be'eb shimen. Rashi later on, in the Vamaschil Hovadai, at the end of the sugya, points out that l'chayra, anyway we have to say that the braita is only going like a blozer be'eb shimen, because according to Rebbe, that the shchita is mekadesh, two of the lechem, then Memela, we have to do the Tnufa with all the four Lechem, because Lemaisa, two of the Lechem are Kodesh, and these are the two which we need to do the Tnufa with, together with the Shteh Kivse Atzeres. Memela, in order to make sure that you're doing the Tnufa with the ones which are Kodesh, we're gonna have to do the Tnufa with all four Lechem, and the Loshon of the Braita is Mashma, that you only does Tnufa with two of them. Says Rashi, l'chir, this is Muchach, that's going like Blazer Be'eb Shimon, because according to Blazer Be'eb Shimon, none of them are Kaddish, and you can take whichever two you want. Mashing, according to Rebbe, l'chir, there's no, it's not Shaykh to go and do the Tnufa only with the two of the Lechem. Rashi answers, and Echanami, the Gemara could have said, this Taina, that according to Rebbe, we got no Eitzah because of the Tnufa, but Adifa Minokum, actually, the Gemara says a better Taina, and in the end, the Gemara comes out that the Braith says like a Blazer Be'eb Shimon. The Rishash Lemaisa asks that even though the Gemara says it goes like a Blazer Be'eb Shimon, but L'chayra, the first Braisa, the Gemara's Mashma can go even according to Rebbe. And L'chayra Rashi's Taina is that we have to do the Tanufa with all the four Lechem. L'chayra Rashi hasn't answered the first Braisa. Now, Bemes Tosfos points out already also this Taina earlier in Memzayin Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos of Amaschel Moshech, that L'chayra according to Rebbe, we have a problem with the Tanufa. How is he going to be Mekayim, the Tanufa, if he only does Tanufa with two of the Lechem? And says Tosfos, it's not Mashma in the Braisa that he does all the four Lechem. Says Tosfos, are you Yisoid? That Be'emes, he doesn't do the Tanufa with all the four. Kedei Shei Nikr, Shalu Yizrak Adam, Riak Al Ashtayim. In order that there should be Nikr, everyone should be able to notice that the Zrikas Adam is only going to be Chal on the two of the Lechem, and he only does a Tanufa with two Lechem. But says Tosfos, that this Tanufa which he does is not only one time, he's Be'emes going to do this Tanufa a few times. He's gonna take one lechem and he's gonna do a tnufa together with this lechem with the other three lechem. He takes lechem aleph and he does a tnufa with lechem beis and gimel and dalet together with the lechem aleph. And then he'll put down the lechem aleph and he'll take the lechem beis and he'll do the tnufa with the gimel and the dalet. And so too, says Tosfos, by the third one and also by the fourth one. And this way he knows that he's done a tnufa by which other two have been kodosh. And he's definitely done a tnufa with the Kivsei Atzeres, together with the right two, which are Kodesh, Bekdusha of the Shechita, which the Shechita was Mekadesh them. Says Tosfos, this is Pshat in the Braisa, Moshech Shtayim Mehenu Meinifon, this is the Seda tnufa which has to be done. Now, Be'emes Eloshen of Tosfos, that Tosfos says, we have to do this procedure a few times, says Tosfos, V'chein B'shlishi, V'chein B'rivi, we have to take the fourth lechem and do the same thing with the lechem, the number fourth, the fourth lechem, lechem dalad. We have to do also a tnufa together with lechem gimel and together with the lechem beis and lechem aleph. L'chayra, this is very shver because there's no any more once he's already done the tnufa with the third lechem, then he's already done all the possibilities shayach. He's not being moisif anything with taking the fourth lechem. Memeil l'chayra, there should be no reason why he has to go and take and do the fourth lechem also, together with Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. The Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Beis, Yivkot and Tesvav, he says, Anachanami, the Loshon of Tosfos is Lav Davke. Tosfos only means, V'chim B'shlishi. But once you've done already by the third one, and Memele is even included the possibility that maybe the Gimel and the Dalet are the ones which are Kodosh, and now he's already done that Tanufa also, then there's no point anymore in doing any more Tanufas with the fourth lechem. But the Shittim HaKobetzes over here on this Tosfos, he says, that the Chayyah Tosfos Svar is that even on the last one he has to do also the Tanufas. Kedei, you shouldn't be a Toffel. You shouldn't think that the fourth one is a Toffel. Memele does a Tanufas also with the fourth one. The Chayyah, even though the Maisa practically is not being Moisif anything, all the Tanufas have already been Iskayim. Ava Bikain says Tosfos, you should be doing also the Tanufa with the Revi. But the Chayyah in Etzim Tosfos is Mavua Chidish Din, an interesting point which we have to point out from this Tosfos. Because we know the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Tmidim Umusofim Halacha Peikches Halacha Yud Aleph Benegea the Halacha of Tnufas Shtei Alechem, that even though Lechatchila One has to be mainif two of the lechem together with the two kvasim. Everything has to be munaf together. Afal pikein, if one takes only one lechem, and heinif lechem lechem, he's also been yotze b'dieved. The only lechatchila, a mitzvah min amuvcha, he has to do a tnufa of both of the lechem together. But b'dieved, heinif lechem lechem is also yotze. Mameila, if be'emus, we think about this case of Tosfos, where he's doing the tnufa again and again, l'chayra mitzada alocha of the tnufa to be mekayim b'dieved, he's already been yotze mimonov shoch, once he's already done the first set. The second he takes Lechem Aleph, and he does a tenufa together with Lechem Beis, and then together with Lechem Gimel, and then together the Lechem Aleph together with the Dalet, then Memon of Shach, whichever two are Kodosh, have already had a tenufa al koponim of Heinif Lechem Lechem. He has a tenufa b'dieved of being done by himself, even though there's still a possibility, maybe he hasn't been mekayim the tenufa of a mitzvah min amuvcha to do the tenufa of two of the Lechomim, which are Kodosh. But al koponim b'dieved is ready bin yoytze is tnufa. And afal pikein, even so, it's mavu in Tosfos that he continues on to try and be mekayim the mitzvah min amuvcha to make sure that he has this extra din lechatchila to be mainif both of the lechomim together. So lechayra comes down from Tosfos and made a chidush. Even though b'dieved is already done the tnufa and he's ready be mekayim mitzvahs tnufa of the shtei alechem, afal pikein is continuing on in order to be mehada and do a mitzvah min amuvcha. We know always this is a big shaila if someone's possible to do a hidu mitzvah once he's ready be mekayim the mitzvah. The Biskei Rav in Yosefer and the Cheschanika is very marich that normally we cannot go and be mehada once a person's ready be mekayim the mitzvah. He doesn't have a possibility later on to do the mitzvah in a better oifen later on in an oifen which is more mehuda. Since he's ready be mekayim the mitzvah. L'chayu over here also, once he's ready be mekayim, the mitzvah's tnufa b'dieved, what is the point of being mamshich in order to get a mitzvah l'chatchila? It's mavur in Tosfos HaChidush that he can still have a place to be mekayim, the mitzvah min amuvcha. But be'emes, the din of the Rambam is not so simple. The Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam doesn't have any mefurish mekoyri from any Gemara to tell us this halacha that he's allowed to do the tnufa by itself, each lechem by itself. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam's Mekur, is from the Gemara later on, it's Hamechalef Hamed Aleph, by Oshem Mitzayr, by Al Koponim, the Rambam's Chidush, that even by the Shtei Alechem, there's such a halacha. If we would say that Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos holds that even B'dieved is not going to be Chal, then it would be Mavur very well, why Tosfos holds, we have to do this, and it works, because until he's done the Tnufa of the two Lechomim together, he even hasn't been Yotze B'dieved. But Lemais, in the Loshon of the Shittim Akrobetzes and Mefurish, that b'dieved is ready bin yoytze and he's only being mamshich to be mekai in the mitzvah min amuvcha, like we said, that this is a possibility to do, even though he already has the mitzvah b'dieved, but lechatchila there's a din, and he can still be moisif, even though he's ready be mekai in the mitzvah b'dieved. In the ikad din, which we said, Rashi points out, and Tosfos also, that l'chayra, what do we do with the tenufa according to Rebbe? The Rambam brings down the b'raisa b'stam, the Rambam doesn't mention over here the eitzah of Tosfos, how to do the tnufas, and the Rambam just says, Moshech shtayim mehem u'minifon, even though the Rambam learns that the Braisa is going like Rebbe, like the first Braisa, and the Kesef Mishnah already points out that l'chayra we have the problem of Rashi, what do we do with the tnufa, and the Chofetz Chaim also in Likutei Halochos, they ask and they suggest different mahalchim to be mazbi how the Rambam learns pshat in the Braisa, to answer this problem, how do we do the tnufas, according to Rebbe, if we want to be mekayim, the din tnufa on the two which are Kodosh, Klap Shemai, even though we don't know which one of the two are Kodesh, which two from the four are the ones which are Kodesh. Now, the Maskonis HaGemora, the Gemara comes out, the Maskonis, that the Breiser over here is going like a Blazer Beb Shimon, I'll come on the second Breiser, and therefore, according to the Blazer Beb Shimon, there's no Kedushas HaGuf until the Zrika, everything is a Kedushas Domim, and he can take any two which he wants, and he can be paid to them, and the other two are the ones he's going to continue on and do the Zrika and the Tnufa. In the Shittim HaKubetzes in Ois Aleph, over here at the beginning of the Omid, he asks, L'chayu, a very strong question, that even according to Blazer Reb Shimon, that there's no Kedusha being Chal, there's no Kedusha Zaguf, which is Chal with the Shchita, but L'chayu, the Aloch is a Shchita Ois Zika. We've learned the whole sugi earlier, that is a din of Shchita Ois Zika, if Ovad Alechem, of Dukvosim, and this is already Chal by the Shchita. Memela, even according to Blazer Reb Shimon, there's already a Zika being Chal, between the kvasim and two of the lechem, the zikah is only going to be chal on the two lechem. There's only a korban of shtei alechem. There's no korban more than shtei alechem. Memela, the zikah is only going to be chal on two of the lechem. Memela, later on, how is he going to be able to go and be moishich two of them and later on continue with any two he wants? L'chayah, he has the same problem that according to Blasu Beib Shimon, only on two of the lechem is going to be chal the zikah, and which two is going to be chal, how is he going to know, and to be yotze later on, to be mekadish the other two lechem with the zikah according to Blasu Beib Shimon. L'chayah, he has to make sure that he takes the right two, which is chal the zikah, and the other two which he took bachutz, and he's going to be poisoned over there. L'chayah, those two, is going, maybe these are the chal the zikah from the two of the four. Says the Shittim HaKobetzes, a chidush, b'shem the Maryam, that the Kedusha which is Chal, and the Zika which is Chal, according to Reb Lozer Beib Shimon, since he has four lechem, the Geder of the Kedusha and the Zika, according to Reb Lozer Beib Shimon, is a Zika la'achrais. We find that in the Sugis in Kodshim, one is allowed to go mimafish, shtei chatois la'achrais. If a person has a chivas chatos, even though he cannot be mafish a chatos nedover, but he can be mafish two chatois la'achrais, and the Geder of the achrais is that be'emes, only one of these korbanos is chal the kedushas chatos, he hasn't got two chatois, and anyone which is gonna get lost afterwards, then memela, the other one's still gonna be available for his chatos. This is the maila of the achrayis, that he has here two, just in case one gets lost, he can use the other one. Memela, this is the kedushas achrayis, which we find normally. Says the Shittim HaKobetzes, so too over here, the kedusha which he's doing, and which is going to be chal the zika, according to Reb Lozer Beib Shimon, with the shchita onto the four lechem, is not going to be two out of the four, only two, and we don't know which ones. The gedda is, it's a kedusha of achrayis, it's a zika of achrayis, it's going to be chal that is two out of the four, and it could be whichever two it is, and later on, when two of them, you're going to be poida, and they're going to go al chulin, therefore, there's only two left over, memela, the zika is automatically going to be on these two. Because this is the halacha of achrayis, that if anyone, one of them gets lost, then automatically the second one takes its place, and this is the kedusha of the chatos, which is on the kedusha of achrayis. So too, by the kedusha of the zika, the din of the zika, which is chal on all the four lechem, that two of them, or kodesh, have the zika, and the other two are achrayis, that if the first two get lost, then you can use the other two. Mamela over here also, there's no problem of taking two, and being poyed to them, taking the alucholin, then these two are not here anymore, then automatically the zikah is going to be only on the two which are here, lefanov, and memela, this is why, according to Reb Lozer Beib Shimon, he's allowed to be moishich shtayim emem meinifon. Now, Reb Beryl Soloveitchik in the Shuri agreed, he points out, that lechayr is a very mechudish digger idea and a concept over here, we find in this shitter, that one can do such a kind of achrayis, even in a kiddush and a zikah, which is chal through the shchita. Normally we only find this by Kedushas Peh, the person who's makdish himself, that he has this afshorus to go and be mafish two chatois for himself, and it's like a t'nai that if one of them is going to get lost, he'll use the other one. But to say that with the shchita itself, which is chalad in zika, should be chal such a kind of chalois achrayis, this is a very mechudishtig idea that your Shittim HaKobetzes here is mechadish in Shittas Reb Lozer Beib Shimon. And says Reb Beryl, you see later on, Lechayr in Tosfos, he disagrees, and there's no such idea according to Reb Lozer Beib Shimon. Memeilo Be'emes, we have to understand back the Shittas Kasha, Lechayr have a Psul Zike. Al Kaponim, this is the Chiddush of the Shitta, we can have a Kiddush Le'achrayis, and a Zike Le'achrayis in a Kiddush of a Shchita, according to Reb Lozer Beib Shimon. Be'emes, we said, the Ike Kasha of the Shitta, that the Shitta asks over here, Lechayr, according to Reb Lozer Beib Shimon, we have a loch of zika, shchita oitzer zika. How do we know which two have the zika? L'chayr, according to what we said earlier in Daf Mem Zayin, that the achrinim, the mikdash tovid, in Simon Chof Test, you've gotten hay, so to the ilah shleim earlier in Mem Zayin and Medalef, they were mitzadid, they said that maybe Rashi's shita is, that Reb Lozer Beib Shimon Bemis disagrees with the loch of shchita oitzer zika. Since the shchita is not mekadish the lechem, therefore he also disagrees with aloch of shchita is a zika, not like Tosfos all over, Tosfos earlier, Mevav and Medalef, says that even according to Reb Lozer Beib Shimon is aloch of shchita is a zika, they suggested that Rashi disagrees and Rashi holds that the din of shchita is a zika is only shitas Rebbe. Memela, the kasha of the shita is not going to be shver at all, because there's no aloch of shchita is a zika in the shita of Reb Lozer Beib Shimon. Amitzad Tnufa, Efshe Michaim, Mibichal didn't do the Tnufa, or Al Kaponim didn't do the Tnufa together, Mamila's Nozika. So to later on the Tnufa Lachashchita, he only did with two of them, like the Braisa says, Moshech Shtai Mehemu Meinifon. But Al Kaponim Mitzad Shchita, in the Shitas Rashi, if we say that Reblot Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Shchita Isazika, then the Kasha of Shidom Kubetzes is not Shve. Now moving further on into the Gemara. The Gemara later on begins on a Braisa, Tony Reb Chanina, Tursoa, Kami de Reb Yirchanon. A Faketa case, the other case is going to be a Shochat, Aribo Kvosim, Al Shtei Chalois. Instead of having four Lechem, now he has the other way around. He has four Kvosim, and he shechted all the four Kvosim, Al Shtei Chalois. Says the Braisa, says Reb Chanina, Tursoa, Moshech Shnai Mehen, Vezoyek Domon Sheloi Lishmon, Shimiyat Oimekei, Nifsada Toyas Achrinim. Rashi has two Lushenos over here to explain the Gemara. What does it mean, Shimiyat Oimekein? The first Pshat Rashi says, it means that we have to do two of the Zrikas Sheloi Lishmoi before he does the Zrikas Lishmoi. Or, says Rashi in the second Pshat, that it means Shimiyat Oimekein, and you're going to do all the four Zrikas Lishmoi, then two of the Korbonos are going to become possible, and the only Eitzah is by doing two of the Zrikas Sheloi Lishmoi. Now, says the Taris HaKodesh, in the Sefer over here on the Gemara, that L'chir, Bal Kochach, we're going to have to be talking about a case where the Shechita of all the Kvosim were done by Basachas, simultaneously. Because if we're going to say that the Shechita Sakvosim were done by Zeachazeh, then he knows which Shechita was Mekadesh the Lechem. Then the Shechita of Aleph and Beis, they were the Shechita which was Mekadesh the Lechem, and this is Be'emes, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, which we're going to have to be used later on. And the Loshon of the Braita is, Moshech Shtai Mehem Umeinifon is Mashma, he could take any two of the Korbonos and do the Zrikas Adam on them, Sheloi Lishmon, which will be Mashma, that even the first two, he'll be able to take Sheloi Lishmoi. And Lechayu, if he did Bezer Chazer, then we know definitely that the first two, they were the ones which have Be'emes the Alocha of the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, which already have the Din Zika, and have the Din Kiddush according to Rebbe, and Mamele, of course, he's going to have to continue on, Dafka with those two, Cesar Shtaris HaKodesh, Bal Kochach, we're talking about a case, he had four Kohanim who did the Shechitas all the same time, and therefore the Zika, the Kedusha over here, which is going to be Chal, can be from anyone, and therefore he's got a choice to be Moshech Shnaimem or Meinifa, Moshech Shnaimem, any two, and to do the Zika of Shaloi Lishmoi. But the Shittim HaKubetzes over here in Oiz Beis, his Mavur that he learns that we're talking about the Shechita is being done by Zeh HaZeh, and the Hezbeh is, says the Shittim HaKubetzes, like we said earlier in the Gemara before, that just like we have earlier the idea of Achrayis, so too over here where he's doing a Shechita of four Korbonos, it's also the idea that he's doing a Shechita LaAchrayis, and the Kedusha which is going to be Chal on the Lechem, through the Shechitas, is also, if there's going to be later on, a Zrikas Adam Lishmoi, and later on if it's going to be a Zrikas Adam Sheloi Lishmoi, then automatically he's going to rule out that two of the korbonos are not going to be kosher, and therefore he's only left over with the two which are kosher, and those were the two which lemafreya were always the ones which were oimed to go and be brought lekorbonos lechivas hayoim together with the shtei alechem. This is the idea of lachrayis which we find earlier in the shita, that not just by kedushas peh where the person himself is being makdish, but so too by the shchita can also be done a kedusha, and even according to Rebbe, that the shchita itself is mekadish the lechem. But which kvosim were mekadish the lechem? This is a choice which has lachrayis, and it will depend which two later on are going to have the zvikas adam sheloi lishmoi. So even though it will come out memes that the first two kvosim he does sheloi lishmoi, afal pikein, since the kedusha which was chal was a kedusha lachrayis, will go over automatically onto the shchita of the second two kvasim, and Mamela now he has a kedusha and a kosher korban of the shnei kivsei atzeres from the second two of the four, even though he did a shchita b'zeh achazeh. Now l'chayre, the shita says over here in Ois Beis that with this he's miyashiv also Toisves kasha. Toisves asks over here in Divan Matzchel Moishich that l'chayre, the since he did the shchita of the dam sheloi lishmoi, then he has a loch of Ovdu Kvosim. The aloch is the Ovdu Kvosim of Ad Alechem. This is the aloch in the whole sugi of Zika. If you Ovdu Kvosim, it's Ovad Alechem. So asks Toisves, How could he do a zrika of shaloi lishmoi? L'chaya, it's going to automatically give a psul onto the lechem because of the psul zika of ovdu kvosim ovad alechem. Says the Shittim Ukubetzes, that's not true. Since over here, the kedusha which is chal is the kedusha of achrayis, that means it's only two out of the four. Memeila, if two of them are shaloi lishmoi, then those were never the ones which were, did the kedusha originally, and those were never the ones which are going to be the kshnei kivsei atzeres. And the other two kvosim, they were the ones which have the zika to them. And memeila, there's no problem of a psul zika of avdu kvosim of ad alechem. This is how the shita mekubetzes answers Tosfos' question. Says Rebbe Soloveitchik, and sure you agreed that Tosfos l'chayo does not miyashiv this taina that is the kiddush l'achrayis is like we said earlier that be'emes is a very mechudishtig idea to say over here you have a kiddush l'achrayis. And memeila Tosfos holds that it's very hard to understand that you should say that two of them are going to have the kedusha of achrayis. Memeila Tosfos asks the chayot of du kvosim of ad alechem. Now Tosfos only asks because of the psul of zika, but mitzad the kiddush, which we know that the shchita of number one and number two, they were the ones which are the real shtei alechem because they were the ones which were mekadish the lechem. For that, we have to say like the Taharis HaKodesh says, that the shchita were done simultaneously, and therefore there wasn't two which are more the shtei alechem than other two. Memeila Tosfos didn't ask a kasha that l'chayo we know that it's the first two, and how can the second two have a din of shtei alechem? Because mitzad this taina, then we got the teretz of the Taharis HaKodesh that we did the shchita bebasachas. But Tosfos has a different problem. Enochen Ami did the shchita bebasachas. But l'chayu, since two of the kvosim became posel, there's a din of avdu kvosim of ad alechem. And because of this, Tosfos is mechadish, which we quoted already earlier, mem zayin amud beis, that there's no din of zika in this case, since he shechted four kvosim. And in the case where he shechted all four kvosim, then there's no psul of zika at all, there's no din zika bin chal, and therefore there's no aloch over here of avdu kvosim of ad alechem. And the kainu also over here is ma'irich, to be mazbe this sugya, a mechudishtige idea that you can take four kvosim and afa became two kvosim later on you do a zvika shleli shmoi can still be kosher. But al kaponim we've learned that there's a very sadistic machlekes going on in the sugya over here between Tosfos and the Shittim Ukubetzes. If we have an idea of a shchita la'achrayis, a kedusha and a zika can be chal la'achrayis, just like we find by kedushas peh, Tosfos holds this is only by a person himself. That he can be maktish, he can be mafrish, la'achrayis, he can make a tenai in his kedusha, that if one of them gets lost, he can use the other one. But in a shchita, this is not possible. Mashenki in the shchita holds that this idea and this concept we can have, even in a shchita, which is mekadesh, and causes a zika, can also be a gedda of achrayis, two out of the four, and whichever two in the end are going to be stay, and these are the ones are going to be the shnei kivsei atzeres lemafreya. Moving further on into the next sugya of Chatei Kedei Shetizke, it's perhaps not clear in the sugya of Sagemora how exactly we magdi the din of Chatei Kedei Shetizke, which averius will have to be over in order we should save the korban. Like Tosfos explains, it's for tikkun korban, which averius are allowed to go midoicha. This is not normally the klal of asei doicha lois asei, which is aloch of beidna, they have to be the same time. Over here we have aloch of Chatei Kedei Shetizke. Rashi and Divamaschel Leimer is mashma that we're not going to be madchik a lav. If there's an emes a lav gomu, then it won't be a loch of chatei kedei shetizke. Rashi explains that the chatei bechatos to go and be makte a korban chatos, even though it has to be eaten lekoyanim, is only in order if you're going to be makte a chatos she'enu ri'uyo la mizbeach. But there's no real lav over here. Tosfos in Devamaschel Chatei says Bemes he's being over a lav of Kol Shemim Menu Leishim Ariyu Babal Taktiru, which the Gemara says in Zvachim Ayin Vovam Medbeis, it's a real lav, and this is also enough to say Chatei in order that we should go and be Mekayim and be Machshe the Korban to be Mesakin the Korban La'achila. A chidush in Tosfos that we can even be Matche a lav. In Rashi's Mashma that Bemes has no lav, this is like Rashi L'shitosei earlier in Zvachim Ayin Vovam Medbeis, that before the Akrovas HaKorban, there's no din, lav, of kol shemim menu le'ishim, areyu bebal taktiru. Rashi's shita is, that only once you've already been makti the imurim of the korban, then, if you're gonna be makti the bosa korban, there's gonna be a lav of bal taktiru. Tosfos holds the lav is always, even before the aktorah. Baal Kaponi Mirashi's mashma over here that it's only in the case where there's no lav, and it's only before the lav, before the aktora has been done, and therefore there's not yet a lav, it's just in royal mizbeach, it's only a issa ba'alma, then you have a din of chatei kadesh atizke. Mashinkin in a lav, there's no yah in Rashi that we're allowed to go mimatche, even a lav, gomu, where there's a loisasei of kol shum imenu leishim, this is also enough for chatei kadesh atizke. The Minchas Avraham points out that Be'emes in Hemshech HaSugya, in the Gemara, by Zrikas Adam B'Shabbos, is also not a real lav. The reason why not to do Zrikas Adam on Shabbos is not clear anywhere in the Gemara. What is Be'emes the problem of doing Zrika on Shabbos? The Rosh says in Nozir in Chof Chesom Et Beis, that it's a Dinder Abonon, that you're not allowed to do a Zrika of a Kolmin Shel Lishmoy, a Kolmin which you're not allowed to do a Zrika to, that doesn't have a Krov on Shabbos. Says the Rosh, the reason is, because like a Tikkun, just like you're not allowed to take Trumas and Maestres, because you've been misacking the Kri, this is the Issa of Makebepatish, Midarabonon, Tikumone, so too there's the Issa of a Tikkun through the Zrikas Adam, which has been matted the Imurim, matted the Boso, therefore the Rabonon don't let you do the Zrika. But Al Kaponim says only a Issa the Rabonon, this is also enough to say that you say that the Klal of Chatei Kedesh Atizke. But Lechira, in the case of the Gemara by us, where the Kivsei Atzeres, that we want him to do the Shechita, the Zrika later on, Shelo Lishmoy, this is the Chayyar to take two of the Korbonos and do them Shelo Lishmoy, this is the Chayyar already alav, because he has a loch of Lo Yechoshev, there's an Issa B'emes to be Mechashev Shelo Lishmoy. According to what we said earlier in Rashi, maybe if he's doing the Zrika Shelo Lishmoy only L'Shem Shlomim, he's not going to be doing the Zrika Shelo Lishmoy, let's say L'Shem Oilo, then it could be there's no Issa Shinu Kodesh, even though this has a loch of Shelo Lishmoy. This we discussed earlier at the beginning of the Omid in Memzayin Omid Beis, the Alocha of Shinui Kodesh, if you take a Kivsei Atzeres and you shecht it L'Shem Shlomim, and if it's a Issa of Lo Yechoshev. But Al Kaponim, it could be possible that this case, there's no Lav, there's no Lav Gomel, there's only Issa Asei. Memela, this is enough to say Chatei Kadesh Atizke, even if in the case, according to Shittas Rashi, that is, we do not say this Klal to be Matche a Lav Gomel. This is a Minchas Avraham over here is very marich to be masbid shitas Rashi by us that the din of chatei kedesh atizke is only in a case where the issa is only issa de abonon or only maybe a issa asei, but to have a real lav, a lav gomu, and now we're not going to say chatei kedesh atizke, we need the klal of asei de chalus asei, which is only said beidna. Mashenkin Toisves says mafurish de mamaschil chatei, that we say this even for lav gomu, which in shitas atosvus l'shitosom, who holds that the din of kol shem menu le'ishim is always any time you're going to be makte bosol chatos, which has to be necha lekeanim, and I'm going to be makte lemizbeach. There's a lav. Memela in our gemara is muchach. The gemara suggests that we should have a din of chatei kedesh atizke bechatos in order to be machshed oilo. Memela says the gemara is muchach. According to Tosfos Shita, that this din of chatei kedesh atizke is also said to be matche even a real lav gomu of kol shem imenu leishim. The gemara at the end of the Omid, the gemara says that in the case where you want to do the zrika on Shabbos, the reason why we do not say chatei kedesh atizke is because we do not say chatei kedesh atizke b'Shabbos kedei in chatei b'Shabbos kedesh atizke b'choil. The din of chatei kedesh atizke has to be on the same time, on the same day, chatei b'Shabbos kedesh atizke b'Shabbos. But over here, the chet he's going to be doing on Shabbos, the zrikas adam, and he's only going to gain the zikui, the zchir, he's only going to have the aktora simurim, which is only going to be done by night, because he's not allowed to do the aktora simurim by day. And what then the boso, the achilas haboso, he's not going to be doing the achilas haboso on Shabbos, he's only going to have to do the achilas haboso on his abishal, and he's going to only be allowed to cook the boss only by night. Memela, we do not say chatei b'Shabbos, kedei shetizke b'choil. Toisves, the bottom of the Omid, v'matzil chatei. Toisves asks b'emes l'chayir, we should say chatei kedei shetizke b'boso, because he has a possibility to eat the boso chai. He can eat the boso raw, like the Gemara says in Tzadik Tesamid Beis. It's such a kind of achila. Memela, l'chayir, why is this not enough for chatei kedei shetizke b'Shabbos for achilas haboso? The Karinoya and the Beis Meir, they ask on Toisves, that L'chayir, since there's no Aktora Seimurim yet, he has no right to go and eat the Boso. The Alocha is that calls Man Eimurim or Isnaihu, they're here in front of us. Then the Alocha is, we're not allowed to go and eat the Boso. Memela, why does Toisves say that over here he has a possibility to eat the Boso Chai? L'chayra, since he hasn't yet been makted the Emurim until the Moitzeh Shabbos, he has no right to go and eat the Bosa. This is the Karenuya and the Beismeya asks on Toitzvus. But Al-Kaponim, the Gemara is Mavua Yisoid, that we do not say Chatei B'Shabbos, Kadei Shatizke B'Choil, and the Gemara holds that in this case, the only Zchia is going to be only a Zchia in the Choil on Moitzeh Shabbos. Ask the Bechrinim, the Mikdash Tovid, in Simen Chof Hei, Sifkot and Yud, the interesting question. He asks the Chayyur over here, why does the Gemara say that the Chatei Kadesh Atizke is only a Zchia B'choil? The Chayyur, if he's going to be doing the Zrikas Adam by day, then on Shabbos, then the Chayyur is going to also have a Zchia that he's going to save the dam. The dam itself is not going to become possible B'shkia Sachamo. So L'chayr, there is a Zchia going on over here, even on Shabbos. He should be doing the Zrikas Adam, and we should say Chatei B'Shabbos on the Zrikas Adam, Kedei Shetizke B'Shabbos, that the dam itself should not become possible, B'Shkia Sachamo. Why does the Gemara say that this is only a Chatei Kedei Shetizke B'Choil? Answers the Zeicha Yitzchok in Simon Memches, and it's brought down as Yisoid in Mekoy Baruch, Chilek Aleph Simon Yud Beis, a very Yisoid is the Nekuda, in the psul of dam, says the Zeicha Yitzchok, that word that we find always as a psul of noisar, and mamela there's a lav of loyolin. This is only in bosor of the korbonos. So too by the imurim, there's a din of loyolin. But the issa and the psul of lina, which is going to be chal on the dam b'shkias achamo, there's no lav of loyolin. Says the bitzel in Zeicha Yitzchok. The reason is the Gemara in Zvachim Mevav and Medalef says that there's no psul noisar, there's no chivas koreis on dam. There's a miut. Says the Zeicha Yitzchok, this miut is not just on the eating of the noisar, that there's no chi of koreis, but hu adin, there's no lav of loyolin. And memela, there's no issa bichlal, and there's no problem at all if the dam is going to become possible b'shkia sachamo. Only legaba the imurim and legaba the bosor, that they shouldn't become have a problem of noisar and a problem of a psul of lina. This is called a zchia. Mashenki in the dam that is going to be a din on Shkia Sachamo that Inola could go and be do Zrikas Adam, this is not called a Zchia, and the dam will become possible. There's no problem for the dam to become possible. There's no Isav Leolin, you're not gaining anything by the fact that the dam is not going to be possible. And Mamela, the Gemara doesn't say over here, Chatei B'Shabos, Kedei Shetizke B'Shabos. Because even though the dam is going to be saved, but there's no Maila in the saving the dam, there's no problem at all that the dam should become possible, B'Shkia Sachamo. A chiddush from the Zeicha Yitzchok in the chiddush and the din of loyolin in dam. Be'emes the tzlach we find in Psochim Samach Gimel Amud Beis, he says mefurish that even on the dam there is a lav of loyolin, but he suggests that this lav is only later on by Alois Hashacha, even though by Shkia Sachamo the dam already becomes possible Zrika, like the Gemara says in Zvochim Nun Vav Amud Aleph. But this is only a psul Zrika, but the lav of loyolin on the din noisa, which is going to be chal. This is even though there's no chorus, of course, Ladigmor says Vachim Memvov, but Lemaisa there is a Issa of Loisolin on the dam, and it's going to be by Alois HaShacha. This is a Lemaisa Machlokes in Achrinim, in the Gedda of Loyolin, if there's a problem by dam also. The Macheshes also discusses this point in Chilik Aleph Simentes, Ois Beis, and Leiton Ois Dalet. He, if there's a din, what's the alocha legabe the psul, which is going to be Chal on the dam, and is this enough, Kadesh Tizke B'Shabos, in our Gemara? Now the Michas Avraham points out, L'chir Ha'orah, even if we're going to say like the Zeicha Yitzchok, that there's no psulina on the dam, and there's no din of loyolin, but Al-Kaponim should still be a psul because of the din Mishmeres. There's aloche that on Eli Kodshim, we have to make sure to guard the Kodshim, it should not become posel. Rashi says in Zvochim Chof Aleph Amid Beis, that even on the Mekir, we have aloche that we should make sure it shouldn't become posel at night, because the Meisah, there's going to be a din of Mishmeres on the Mekir since it's Kodosh. Anything which has a Kedusha has a din of Mishmeres. So in L'chir, the dam, even if there's no lav of Loyolin, but the fact that it's going to become possible, L'chir should be a problem of Mishmeres. So L'chir, this is still a Maila on Shabbos, which you say, Chatei B'Shabbos, Kedei Shetizke B'Shabbos, Al Kaponim L'gab the Issa of Mishmeres. This is the time of the Michas Avraham on the Zeicha Yitzchok's Teretz. Now moving further on into the Gemara Nomid Beis, the Gemara brings down a din of Toni Dvei Yitzchok, ki also of Yitzchok, Toni, kivsei atzeres sheshochton sheloike mitzvoson, psulim, utu'u ba'atzuyoson, v'yeitzu lebeis asreife. Rashi explains in the first pshat, They have two pshatim, what pshat shaluk mitzvason. Says Rashi in the first pshat, shaluk mitzvason means shaluk lishmon. And Tosfos discusses, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah in Zvachim Beis Med Aleph, that the kivsei atzeres are not one of the korbanos that become posel shaluk lishmon. He says Tosfos, the Gemara over there, the Mishnah doesn't mention it, shaluk posikli, because it's not every shlomim, it's only the shlomim of kivsei atzeres. Now the Gemara says the reason why we should say that the kivsei atzeres are posel shaluk lishmon, because the hukash lechatos, there's a hekash that called mechatos, just like a chatos, has a psul of shaluk lishmon, so too a called mishlomim. Now Tosfos asks in the Vamatchil kivsei atzeres, that lechirah, what is the ray of the Gemara, the reason why the posel shaluk lishmon is because of the hekash? Maybe the reason is because the idea of the kvosim and shtei alechem, they come to be mati chodosh b'mikdosh. A Rav says earlier in Menachos, Aftal Adomad Aleph, that anything which comes lahati v'lo yite, it's possible. Mameila, this is the reason since they came to be mati the chodosh, and it weren't mati because of shloli shmoi. Mameila, this should be a reason why it should become possible. And answers to this, because Rav doesn't mention this korban of kivsei atzeres. Inami, because the lechem is the one which is mati, and not the kvosim. And even though the kvosim matirin lechem, lo yikir mati, this is not enough to call that the kvosim are matirin. Now we already discussed this Tosfos earlier in Daf Memhei, that from this Tosfos we can take our very Yesodus Nekuda in the Machlokes of Rebbe Akiva and Benanos in the Mishnah Memhei Amid Beis, that they argue whether we can have a krover of kvosim, of kivsei atzeres by themselves. Because over here, Tosfos is discussing the matir, which the matir of Chodosh is definitely the lechem, like Tosfos says. And Mamela, according to Shitas Benanos, who holds that the kvosim themselves can have a akvor and a krover without the lechem, then if Tosfos kasha is bichlal not shve, because since the kvosim themselves have a krover, do not need the lechem, then the Mamela, the kvosim, have no sheiches to the heta of Chodosh. The whole shaila of Tosfos l'chayyur is only according to Shitas Rebbe Akiva. This is how the Kainuria and others explain the Tosfos. Tosfos kasha is only according to Rebbe Akiva. That according to Rebbe Akiva, the kvosim themselves do not have any akrova without the lechem. Mamela, since the lechem themselves are needed for the akrova of the kvosim are also called matirim of the lechem of the din of heter chodosh b'mikdosh, since the only way we can have the kvosim is only through the lechem. And on that answer, Tosfos know that even according to Rebbe Akiva, only the lechem is a mati and not the kvosim. But al koponim, Tosfos' discussion is a shitas Rebbe Akiva. Now we said earlier, from Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, the son of Reb Chaim, in Chidushi Agram Alevi, in the Sefer Al Rambam, Nichos Tmidim Umusofim, into the Gemara Menochis Taf Peites, he says that lechirio, we can answer Tosfos' kasha by saying that even Rebbe Akiva holds that there's no havor and akrova of kvosim by himself. This is only for the chayva of the chayvas hayoim of kivsei atzeres, but the korban itself is still kosher, like we find in Amud Aleph, that kivsei atzeres, which are bought lifnei zmanon, Tosfos says even if it had a krova of lishmon, are also kosher, and this is also called in Shitas Rebbe Akiva, because if they have a avor and a kashrus, even by themselves without the lechem, only they're not yoytze lechayvas hayoim. Memela says Reb Moshe Soloveitchik lechayre, this should be enough to answer Tosfos' question, because even if we're going to say that the kvosim are matirin, but this is not enough to go and say that because they were not matir, they should become posel, because even if they're posel from the chivas ayoim of kivsei atzeres, but they could still have a avor of kivsei nedover, of shalmei nedover, mamela, this is not enough to go and say that this is the reason why shloli shmoi is posel, and the Gemara says the reason is because of a hekesh lechatos. And earlier we discussed from the Chazanish in Simen Lamed Beis, Sivkot Mechof Hei, that the Chazanish says that Shitas HaTosfos is that even if we find, according to Rebbe Akiva also, that the Kivsei Atzeres can have a kashrus before Shavuos without the Lechem, but on Shavuos itself, the only way they can become kosher is only with the Lechem. And the Mela, even Beteris Nedova, they're going to be possible. This is the Svar of Tosfos, why Tosfos holds that this should be enough, according to Rav. It's the svar of Rav and Dalet Omed Aleph that bo lahate v'lo hite is possible. So too the kvosim, if they're called matirin, this should be enough of a reason to say that the kvosim should become possible, because on Shavuos they do not have any other akrova, only together with the lechem. So this is a very sadistic and a kuda here, which the achrinim take out from this Tosfos, whether according to Rabbi Akiva, the kvosim are kosher if they come without any lechem, or they're posel and do not have at all a krova even materials in the dove. Now, Be'emes, in the Ikkes Sugya of our Gemara, is a very sadistic makor for the dinim of psuloi begufoi. Rashi, as we said in the first pshat, learns that the din of shaluki mitzvosoi is referring to a psul of shaloi lishmoi, and says Rashi, it still needs ibu tzura, even though the aloha is that kol dovor she psuloi begufoi we paskin does not need ibu tzura, we burn the korban straight away. Says Rashi, the psul of shaloi lishmoi is not kol psuloi begufoi, and therefore the din is that needs ibu tzura. Toisves in the Maschil to Uber Tzur Yosson says that the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Daledom and Aleph says Mefurish that the Psul of Shinui Kodesh is called Psuloi Begufoi, and therefore there's a Madoma who holds that Psuloi Begufoi Yisorif Miyad does not work with our Gemara, and Toisves says about Kolchoch, since Shloili Shmoi is a Psuloi Begufoi, this Gemara has to go like the Madoma, we'll find the Gemara later on, Nunam at Beis, that he holds that Psuloi Begufoi is also has to have Ibu Tzur. So Al Kaponi, we have a machlekes, yisoidisig a machlekes, Rashi and Toisves, whether the psul of Shloi Lishmoi is called the psul ibegufoi. Toisves quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, the Shittim Okubetzes over here says that could be the Gemara over there just means that it's called the psul ibegufoi, whereas the psul of Shinui Bailim is not din a psul ibegufoi, but the Gemara doesn't mean that Shinui Kodesh itself has the aloha psul ibegufoi mamish like a korban of pigul. It just means compared to the psul of Shinui Bailim, Shinui Kodesh is more an inherent psul in the guf, not like a psul of Shinui Bailim. But Al Kaponim nisa machlekes hashi toitzves, whether the psulai begufoi is also Shloi Lishmoi, does Shloi Lishmoi have aloha of a psulai begufoi? Now, L'chaya, the Shittim Ukubetzes over here says, L'chaya misvoria toitzves should be right, that the psul of Shloi Lishmoi, which is a psul of machshove, which passels the korban, l'chaya this should be called a psulai begufoi. This is a psul in the gufa korban, in etzem korban alein. Why should we say that this korban does not have aloha psuli begufoi, like Rashi says? Explains the Shittim Ukubetzes Yisoid, that since over here, the korban, the psul we're discussing is shaloi lishmoi, which is only by some korbanos, the korban chatos, and therefore the korban shlomim, according to this man, the Omar Shalmei Tzibul, is learned from a chatos. Therefore, this psul is a kill, it's a kula in the psul, since it's not relevant in all the korbanos, in all the kochim, and therefore does not have the chaymer of psulay begufay enough to say that it should be burned straight away, and therefore we have to have ibu tzura, and we only, once it becomes possible, lina, then we burn the korban. This is the svara of the Shittim Ukubetzes. Now, be'emes, this svara we find in Achrinim, which is in the Be'ike, in the Tshuva of the Bris Avraham, in the Rechaim, Simel Amad Aleph, who is Dalet, the Menchas Chinuch brings it down, the Mitzvah Zayin, who is Yud Beis, so to the Mikdash Tovid, brings his Yisoid of the Bris Avraham, in Simen Yud Zayin, with Kotten Beis, says the Bris Avraham, that Rashi in Chulin Kuftes Vavam at Beis, tells us, that a Korban Pesach, we know, is not allowed to be cooked in water, it has to be Tzli Eish, Voshil Mevushal Bamoim is possible in a Korban Pesach. Says Rashi, if someone went and cooked the Korban Pesach, it becomes possible, but it still needs Ibu Tzura, we do not burn it straight away, we wait till it becomes possible, Belina, and only afterwards we burn the Korban. Now the Chaya, the Kasha is, that the Korban of Pesach, which is a din that has to be Tzli Eish, if you cook it, B'mayim, the Chaya, this should be absolutely Begufoi. Why should we say that this Korban needs Ibu Tzura? Now the Michas Chinuch over there is Dan in Mitzvah Zayin. He says that maybe the psul is only a psul which is chal when it comes to the time when we have to eat the korban, which is only on Pesach itself, on Leil Tesvov. But L'chaya in Tasefta Makis is Mefurish in Perek Gimel that if someone eats a korban Pesach which is cooked, it's over a lav of Kodesh Posel because it's a psul kodshim. It's not just a psul in the Achila. And therefore L'chaya the psul is already chal earlier on Yom Yudalid. Why does this korban need to have Ibu Tzura? This is the kasha of the Bris Avraham. Says the Bris Avraham, the Yisoid, which is Shittim Ukubetzes, says by us, that in order to have the aloha of psul ibegufoi, that it should be burned straight away, it has to be a kind of psul, which is negea, irrelevant in all the korbanos, in all the kochim. And this din, which is only by korban Pesach, which has the aloha of tzli'esh, does not have the chaymer of Yisorif Miyad, and therefore this is what Rashi says over there in Chulin, that it's only burnt and needs Ibu Tzura. This is like the svara of the Shittim Ukubetzes by us, by a Shalmei Atzeres, Sheshochton, Sheloi Lishmon, which is not a din of Psuli Begufoi, since it's not Negea and all the Korbonis. This is the Yisoid which the Achrinim say, and the Shittim Okubetzes. Now, the Biskri Ovin is safer in Psuli Amikdoshim, Omud Memches, he explains in a different oifen. And he wants to say the beginning, his Marich, to be Miyasid, that the din of Psuli Begufoi is not enough if we have a psul in the korban. In order to have the maila and the chumer, the extra chumer of psulei begufoi, that I should be yisorif miyad, says the Biskirov, l'chir one can say, this is need in order to have this din, it has to be chal, a chalois psul in the bosar of the korban. That if someone goes ahead and eats the bosar of the korban, he's going to be chayiv, like we find the psul of pigle, the psul of noisar. These are psulim which are chal, not just in the psul, in the korban, but it's a chalois which is chal on the basar of the korban also. And these psulim are called psulei begufoi in the guf chalois which is chal on the psul on the basar. That if someone eats it, it's going to be chayiv. Mashenke shleil lishmoi, even though it's a psul korban, but there's no chalois which is chal on the basar. That if you eat it, you're chayiv of eating a korban shleil lishmoi. This is just a normal problem of eating a korban which is possible, but there's no bazunde chalois psul which is chal on the basar. And therefore, says the Biskriov, this could be the svar of Rashi, where Rashi holds that the Shilui Lishmoi is not enough to be called the Psulei Begufoi. And the Biskriov is Marich over there to be Mechiach, to prove this point, that to have the din of Psulei Begufoi, L'chir one should say, needs to have the din Chalois in the Guf HaBoso, and he discusses the Psul of Damchatos, Shenichas Bifnim, in the Machloikas, and to prove this Nekuda, that we need to have a Chalois in the Psul in the Boso, in order to have the Psulei Begufoi. But says the Biskriov, l'chir, this is not true. Because we find a Mefusha Gemara in Psochim Ein Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Shitta of Yoisi Ben Choyni. He is mentioned in Zvochim Beis Amid Aleph that he holds that any korban which is shechted with a machshava l'shem Pesach becomes a psul of Shiloh Lishmoy, even though all korbanos are kosher v'loy olu l'baylim l'shem chiva besides the chatos. But if you have nishchotim l'shem Pesach, if you shecht it with a kavona over the Shem Pesach, this is a psul, according to Yitzhak Ben Chini, by all the korbanos. Now, says the Gemara in Psochim Ein Gimel Amid Beis, that according to the Yitzhak Ben Chini, if someone has such a machshava, is nisraf miyad, it gets burned straight away and does not need ibu tzura. Says the Biskriov, you see Mefurish over here, that for, in order to have this din of psul begufoi, it is not, we do not need to have the extra maila and the chimer that chal a psul in the basar. Because over here, according to Yitzhak Ben Choyni, it's a normal psul of Shiloh Lishmoi, and Afal Pikein, even so, he holds that the psul of the gufa is enough to tell us that you do a strafe straight away, and we do not need Ibu Tzura, L'chir Yoi Bazei, says the Biskriov, it's a back shver. What's the psha in our Rashi? Our Rashi says that the psul of Shiloh Lishmoi is not called the psul of the gufa. And the Chiyo, we have a Mefurish Gemara Faket, that Yosi Ben Choyni has a Psul of Shiloh Lishmoy of Nishchotim L'Shem Pesach, and this Mefurish in the Gemara, this is called the Psul Begufoi. So the Chiyo, this is a right to Tosfos, that Be'emes, this is called the Psul Begufoi, but our Gemara is going like the Madoma, that even if it's a Psul Begufoi, it still needs Ibu Tzura, and therefore this is the Gemara who says it has to be Ibu Tzura also. The Minchas Avraham points out, that according to the Svar we said from the Shittim Mekubetzes, the Bris Avraham, that even though it's a Psuli Begufoi over here, but since it's not Negea to all the Korbonos, therefore it's not Yisarif Miyad, this could be the difference that Yosi Ben Choyni, which is a Machshova, which is irrelevant by all the Korbonos, even though the Psul of Shiloh Lishmoi is not Negea, but this Machshova of L'Shem Pesach is Shaykh by all the Korbonos, therefore this could be a reason why it has the Chayma of Psuli Begufoi and Yisarif Miyad. But Al Kaponim to the Biskirov asks, L'chir Al Kaponim is Muchach in the Gemara Psochim, that we do not need a Chalois of Psul in the Bosa to make a Psul in the Gufoi. But maybe we have to understand L'chir the Svar of Rashi, why does Rashi over here say in our Sugya that the Din of Shiloh Lishmoi is not called a Psul in the Gufoi? The Biskirov over here in his Sefer, in Psul HaMikdoshim and Amud Memches, he's Mayrich to explain our whole Sugya, where you see the Sugya Mahalach in our whole Gemara of the din of Shloike Mitzvoson. Says the Biskriov, if one looks at the Gemara carefully, we'll see that the Gemara, even according to Rashi's first pshat, does not mention any word of Shloike Lishmoi. The Gemara's Loshen is, the Breiser, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshachton Sheloika Mitzvason Psulim. Rashi says the Sheloika Mitzvason means Sheloli Shmoi. Normally, when the Gemara discusses the Psul of Sheloli Shmoi, the Gemara discusses and says it clearly that we're discussing the din of Sheloika Mitzvason of Sheloli Shmoi. Why over here does the Gemara use the Lashon of Sheloika Mitzvason? And Rashi's second pshat is Behemoth that we're discussing the din of Mechusas Man, of Ben Shono, Ben Shtaim. Says the Biskirov, a very Yisoidus Digma Alach, over here to understand the Psul of Shelo Lishmoi. Behemoth, in every Psul of Shelo Lishmoi, we have two Chalokim. There's the Chilek of the Machshove, that the Machshove itself is a Psul, even though all the Korbonos do not have this din of Machshove Apriseles, of a din Korbon Oilo, Korbon Shlomim, they're kosher lebailim, even though they're not oila l'shem chayva, but al kaponim they are kosher. Mashein kin a kol mechatos has a psul of shelo lishmoi, and this is the psul of machshava piseles. This is the kol you say that psul in a kol mechatos. Besides this din that kol mechatos has a psul of shelo lishmoi, says a biskiriyov lechuri, and every kol mechatos which is nishcha shelo lishmoi has another reason why the kol is going to be posel. Because even if you would not have this extra din of machshava apiseles, which tells us that chatos is possible, but lemaisa, the din is by every shloli shmoi, even by oila and shlomim, that the korban, even though it's kosher, but it's loy olu lebailim l'shem chayva, the korban is not a korban chayva anymore, and it's only a korban nedova. Now, as we know, a korban chatos does not only have any akrova of nedova. A kol mechatos, you cannot be menadev a kol mechatos. We have to be chayev a kol mechatos in order to bring this korban. Memela, the mere fact that the person, the kohen, was mechashiv a machshov of shelo lishmoi by a kol mechatos, even if it will tell us that the kol mechatos does not have a psul machshov of shelo lishmoi, but lemaisa, he's also going to be kosher lebailim, but veloy olu l'shem chayva, he's not going to be oila l'shem chayva like all the korbanos. And the chayva of the kol mechatos is needed for the ikar hakrova. Memela, there could be never a hakrovas nedova of a kol mechatos. Memela, kol mechatos is always going to be possible anyway, because since he's not oila lebailim l'shem chayva, he does not have any hakrova b'tayas nedova. This svara b'emes is the svara of the Gemara at the beginning of Zvochim b'negea the kol ben osham, which also does not have a hakrova b'tayas nedova, and the Gemara asks, if so, why every shelo lishmoi should not be possible by Osham, even though he doesn't have a din on machshava apiseles, but he does not have a akrova b'tayas nedova? Says the Gemara that there's a ribui of a Osham that he does have a akrova b'nedova al kaponim in a case of a shelo lishmoi, but a chatos which does not have this ribui will have this psul of a korban which does not have a akrova b'tayas nedova. So it comes out that by chatos, we always have two reasons why he's possible shelo lishmoi. First of all, because he has halacha of machshava apiseles, that he's the nilmad we learn out from psukim, that if you have a machshava shelo lishmoi, it's psul. Besides that, even if you do not have a psul in the korban, just that it doesn't have the akrova of a chayva, this itself is the reason why it should be possible, since the kol mechatos does not have akrova of a nedova. Says the Biskirov, if so, one can explain our Gemara in a different way. Even though the Gemara of Yeh is explaining the braisa of Reb Yitzchok, that is hukash lechatos, kivsei atzeres ushal mitzibu, is hukash lechatos. One can say the hekesh to the kol mechatos is not to tell us that shal mitzibu have a psul machshova, that just like chatos becomes possible because of the machshova apiseles, so too shal mitzibu. No, benegea, this din is no hekesh. This halacha is only by chatos and not by kivsei atzeres. The Hekesh of the Gemara is only teaching us that the din psul of the kol mechatos, that he only has a akrova between as chayva, is also applicable to the korban of kivsei atzeres, that they also can only have a akrova between as chayva, and if, because of the psul of shelo lishmoi, they become an nedova, memela, now they cannot have any akrova, not because of the psul of machshava apiseles, but they're not nisrabe, they do not have a chidush, that they can be nikrav, they can have a krova b'tayas nedova, and therefore meila they'll become posel because they do not have a krovas nedova. Says the Biskirov, this is meduyek in Lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara discusses the psul of shelo mitzvoson, because the psul is b'emes not psul of machshava apiseles of a shelo lishmoi, because this is only by chatos. The reason why we want to passel the korban of Kivsei Atzeres is because they have a psul of Shaloika Mitzvoson. They're brought without the choiva, only Betuyas Nedova, and this is learned from the Chatos, that they do not have any akrova Betuyas Nedova, memela they become posel, because it's Le'olu Le'bailim Neshem Choiva. This is how the Biskirov explains our Gemara, the Hekesh Le'chatos. Memela says the Biskirov, this could be the explanation in Rashi. Even though we said, Yoisi Ben Choini explains in the Gemara Pesachim Ayin Gimel, that a psul machshova of Shelo Lishmoy is called a psuli begufoy. But over here, says Rashi, this is not psul begufoy. Since over here, as we explained, there's not psul machshova. Its only reason why it's possible is because it's le'olu le'bailim neshim choiva, and it does not have a krova b'toyas nedova. Memela, this is not called a psul begufoy. He does not have extra inherent psul of a machshova apiseles. Therefore, only by Yosi ben Choini, he becomes possible, and he's psul begufoy. Mashenkin over here, he's not psul begufoy. This is the svar of Rashi by Shelo Lishmoy, and the Biskirov is ma'arich in our whole sugya to be mazbi. This is the discussion going on in our Gemara, whether there is a krovas nedova by a kivsei atzeres or not. But there's no din of a machshava piseles of Shelo Lishmoy. Just one more marimokim, the stipulin Zvochim Simen Beis, he says that the difference between our Gemara and the Gemara in Psochim by Yosi ben Choini, we can say it depends on the main Yesodis de Geshayla, which is discussed many times, in the Geder of the Psul Machshova of Shelo Lishmoy. Is it a Psul Machshova, or is it just a problem that this way you're being oiker the Stoma Lishmo, and we're left over with a Korban, which is missing the Lishmo of the Korban? If one says that the whole problem of Shelo Lishmo is only that it's missing the lishma, then we could say this is not called the psul begufoy. Mashenkin the psul machshava of Yosi ben Choini of l'shem Pesach. This is definitely a psul machshava, and this is a psul begufoy, since this is machshava apriseles and not just a header, not just a missing of the lishma. This is how the stipulant Simon Beis explains the difference between our Gemara and the Gemara by Yosi ben Choini in Psochim Ayin Gimel Amud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.